just one quick halakha and the laws of Pesach. Racham Avadya writes in Chazon Avadya Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet, Yizahel Lisayim Et Halel Kodem Chatzot HaLayla. Once you try to finish the Halel of the Haggadah before Halachik Chatzot, V'chen Shtiyat Kos Levi'i, and the fourth cup should also, like a Taila, prefer to be drank before Chatzot. V'kol Makom, Im Etahar Achar Chatzot HaLayla, Yachol Lomar Berkat Yehalelucha. You can say the Beracha Yehalelucha even after Chatzot Laila. So it's only a Lechem Tehillah. And he brings down over here from the Tosafot and Megillah, Daf Kaf Aleph Kafu She'en Na'amir Ken Rak B'Matzah De'Oraita. When it comes to Matzah, which is Mitzvah De'Oraita, then we makpid to eat it before Chatzot. Ve'lo Be'Halel the Rabbanan. That's why the rabbis posek as well. Yishteh HaKos Baseba. Person has to drink the fourth course Baseba, leaning for the Yifchot Mishtiyat Rebi'it Kedesh Shivarech Berach HaCharona, which means you need to drink it Rebi'it so you can make a Berach HaCharona. Unless you drink it Rebi'it in the third cup, then already you have a Hayuv Berach HaCharona anyway. But the Tehillah, one should have at least a Rebi'it, which is 81 grams, either the third cup or the fourth cup. Now, if he just drank a mouthful, he's Yosei Arba Kosot, but he's not obligated to make a Beracha Harona. So, therefore, the best way to get around it is what the Rosh says. Lachen ra'uy le'etamez l'shtot mikos asher ishu rebi'i rebi'it כדי להוציא את עצום כל ספק ולברך ברכה אחרונה. ואם שכח ולא הסד, let's say you drank the fourth cup without leaning, אם נשאר בקוס קצת יין, if there's some wine left over in the cup, יעזור וימנענו. תראו לך פגן, יש לב סבא, אבל היא ברכה בורי ברגפן. ואם לאט, יעזור וימנענו על כוס אחר. אני אדגן על הכוס. גם שיש חולקים וסורים שעולם לא יברך בריא בלי הגפן, קורא לך וברך וסומך הפסק מעלה לשולחן ערוך, ינוח הלא ברכות על ראשו. According to that opinion, if you drank the fourth cup, what are you saying? And you finished, there's nothing left in the cup. According to שולחן ערוך, you need to drink a fourth cup with a ברכה. It seems because after you drank the fourth cup, your mind is off of drinking wine anymore. That's the fourth cup, but you didn't lean. So then, since your mind was off of drinking wine anymore, but really after drinking another cup because you didn't lean, when you drink the, we'll call it the fifth cup, you'd have to make a beracha. That's what comes out. Umiyu, mishir tzeh lachush tzeh lachulkim. Some say you shouldn't make a beracha. Somebody wants to be strict. Yibarech bulei peregifin benhur alev. You can just make the beracha bulei peregifin in his mind. But the Chetayla, the thing of the Chetayla is, get out of the Chetayla Maaseh. The fourth cup, number one, you should drink the Chetayla, the Bi'eid, so you can make Melech HaHanona. Number two, you have to lean. Number three, if you didn't lean, you have to drink again. And if you finish the whole cup and you need to refill it in totality, you would make another Boreh Pireh Gifin. If there's something left over from the cup, then your doubt is still maybe on the cup. So therefore, you don't have to make a Boreh Pireh Gifin if you refill it.